We're going to give Tom an opportunity to kick a lot this Saturday, and we'll see how he does. He has a golden opportunity.
Is this something you knew was a possibility for a while?
We knew it was a possibility. I'm not sure for how long, but we knew it was a possibility.
How much did this go into the consideration of re-signing him this offseason?
To Josh?
Yes.
That's a better question for Jerry.
Did the team conduct its own investigation into this arrest?
I stay in my lane. I don't have any information on that.
You were quoted, I think, as saying sort of the one thing that you sort of zero tolerance for domestic violence of any mm-hmm. sort. So when they come to you and they want to, you know, talk about re-signing, what do you say?
You know, that happened after I got information after that, but that doesn't change my stance. You know,
he told the team the day the incident happened. That was
yes.
The year before.
It doesn't change my stance. You know, my stance stays the same. I'm a father. I'm a husband, and my stance on you know, personal conduct stays the way it is. It stays consistent and it stays strong. But I think it's important for an organization and the locker room to take it on a case-by-case basis.
Ben, just to clarify, I understand you weren't the head coach when this incident happened. You were not informed. You didn't know about the incident until you were hired as head coach. Just to clarify what you said.
I didn't know about it until I was head coach.
What else?
What have you liked about Obarski?
He seems steady. And, you know, I like the fact that he's going to have an opportunity, a golden opportunity to make an impact for himself and his organization on Saturday.
Do you have any idea why it took this long for the league to make a decision? Did they explain that to you?
Like, no.
Is it, you know, obviously head coach of the team, a leader of the team, do you talk to Josh?
Yeah, Josh and I have had a couple conversations. Yes.
Coach, as far as you know, is everything physically okay? It seemed like he was stretching his back out a little bit.
Yes.
Ben, you said Eli will play Saturday?
Absolutely.
Will Odell?
Yes.
Are you, usually we see those guys first preseason game. Does this one have any more interest to you in the sense of getting Eli, Odell, and the rest of the ones together?
No, it's good to, well, it's good to get the first group out there, a chance to knock the rust off. We played a few snaps in that first game, but to get out there with Eli and Odell and get the whole group together and work the instincts and anticipation is exciting.
Odell had a sort of a fiery game in Buffalo last season in the regular season. Does that worry you at all for Saturday?
No. Buffalo's a tough place to play. It's a tough crowd. They're loud. You know, it's a physical football team, and we're going to have our hands full.
Do you still take it on a case-by-case basis regarding snap allocation, or do you have a set number in mind or a set number series for the starters?
We'll go in with we have a generic snap count for the ones, for the twos, and for the threes, and then we adjust it on a case-by-case basis after that, after we take a look at the injury report and, you know, building up guys to the game.
Is Victor still going on the upward progression?
Yes. Yep.
What about Justin Pugh? Is he any better?
He's making some progress.
Is it fair to say the guys that didn't practice today won't be playing in the preseason game?
It would be fair to say, but, you know, like we talked about yesterday, you know, this isn't the league for fair. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. You know, again, every day and every night, when you wake up the next day, things change. So you have to take a look at how guys get through their workout today and how they recover for tomorrow morning. Then you take your latest and greatest information and go with it there. You don't ever want to, you know, say guys are out when you don't know for sure.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be fair to say, though, if a guy hasn't practiced, made through a full practice in several days, that you might be leaning more towards sitting him as opposed to maybe throwing him out there, you know, in the deep end?
You may be leaning that way, but if they can go out and practice, we're not walking through tomorrow. We're going to have a speed practice tomorrow. So we're going to go out, we're going to be on and off the field in about 55 minutes and get some speed work in. And if guys can go out there and participate in the speed work, then they have a chance to play.
Ben, this is a whole year of firsts for you.
Mm-hmm.
So dealing with Josh's situation, did you find yourself using as a teaching tool? Did you do anything with it team-wise?
No, it happened very recently, so we didn't have an opportunity to have any conversations as a team.
Okay.
Do you think it's...
Do that?
Nothing is planned at this moment.
How's Jarrell Adams progressing?
He's working hard. That's the thing you can say about Jarrell is he's taking small steps every day. He's making some plays down the middle of the field for us, which we like. We feel there's a lot of upside there as a special teams player, which he hasn't done a lot of in the past. So we're excited about Jarrell.
Two more.
Ben, when could you reasonably expect Victor to practice? Would he at all be a candidate for what the speed practice you talked about tomorrow? Would it be Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he can go tomorrow. Maybe... you know, maybe the first practice back after Buffalo, we'll see how it goes.
Ben, one more thing just about Josh Brown. If you said you wouldn't tolerate domestic violence and it's got to be on a case-by-case basis that you look at these things, what about this case makes it that, you know, you're welcoming back after the suspension?
That's something that's private and I'm not willing to discuss publicly.